This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, October 27th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Uncertainty on farm bill funding need. A speaker from Rice Country. Culture warns hit Senate and USDA. Bozeman, not sure if $4 to $5 billion is enough. The top Republican of the Senate Ag Committee, John Bozeman, says he doesn't know whether the extra money Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow has identified for the next farm bill will be enough to bolster commodity programs and crop insurance. Stabenow told AgriPulse she expects to have between $4 and $5 billion of additional funding for the bill. She didn't identify the source of the money, and Bozeman says he doesn't know where the funding comes from. Bozeman and his House Ag counterparts continue to wait on cost estimates from the Congressional Budget Office on possible program modifications. Bozeman still has fundamental differences with Stabenow over what to do about main commodity programs. We're trying to figure out what needs to be done and getting it scored, Bozeman said. So we're not ready to say what's going to cost to get the risk management tools up to the latest level of inflation. Lucas, new speaker and affable conservative. The House new speaker, Mike Johnson, isn't well known in farm country or most of the rest of the nation for that matter. But Representative Frank Lucas, a former chairman of the House Ag Committee, says Johnson is a likable, low-key conservative who should be able to unite House Republicans. I think he can pull us together. He's a real conservative, so we're back on track. We're headed forward again, I think. Lucas speaking to an interview with AgriPulse Newsmakers. Lucas describes Johnson as, quote, very positive, very pleasant. Temperamentally different than some of the GOP firebrands. He doesn't have the scars and scratches and calluses other members have, but that's okay. By the way, some 61 House Republicans have sent a letter to Johnson urging swift passage of a new farm bill. More than 92% of our nation's planted acres are represented by Republican members, the letter says. Newsmakers will be available later today at AgriPulse.com. Rice farmers see friendly face in Johnson. Louisiana's a major rice-producing state, and some of that production comes from Johnson's district, that according to the USA Rice Federation. The group says he's the first speaker from a significant rice-producing district in more than three decades. The speaker has been a tremendous supporter of the U.S. rice industry. We look forward to working with him and his colleagues in Congress toward the successful passage of an effective farm bill and other positive outcomes for our industry. Vet Jameson Cruz, USA Rice Senior Director of Government Affairs, in a statement. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000 plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients. Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Culture wars enter school lunch debate. Senate Republicans tried but failed to kill a USDA policy tying school lunch funding to the treatment of students based on their sexual orientation or gender identity. The Food and Nutrition Service issued the policy in 2022 in the wake of the Supreme Court's Bostick decision protecting employees who are gay or transgender. The policy forces schools to allow biological boys to be given access to girls' bathrooms and locker rooms, or allowing biological boys to compete in girls' sports, or risk losing access to free or reduced school lunches. Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas argued. Marshall proposed a resolution aimed at overturning the USDA policy, but it failed on a 47-50 vote yesterday. Stabenow called the resolution, quote, a political stunt. It's very clear that children are being used to address what some colleagues have said is just red meat to Republicans to feed the cultural wars, Stabenow said. White House wants $6 billion for broadband subsidies. The White House is asking Congress to extend the Affordable Connectivity Program with a $6 billion allocation before it runs out of money next year. The program helps millions of Americans pay their broadband bills. The Biden administration included the request for additional funding within the program in a broader $56 billion call for supplemental spending. Now take note, lawmakers are looking at longer-term solutions for funding the ACP program, like through the Federal Communication Commission's Universal Service Fund. Chinese purchases drive U.S. soy sales to market year high. Net export sales of U.S. soybeans for the week of October 13 to 19 reached about 1.4 million metric tons, a high so far for the 23-24 marketing year. The increase is mostly due to large purchases from Chinese buyers, that according to the latest data from USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service. China contracted to buy about 1.2 million tons of U.S. soybeans for that week, far more than the 215,900 tons purchased by Mexican buyers. Other major importing countries include Bangladesh and Taiwan. U.S. soybean exports for the week were also a marketing year high, totaling about 2.4 million tons. And again, it was China that drove most of the trade. Australia's almond production recovers after varroa mite battle. Australian almond production is now forecast to reach 140,000 metric tons this year. That's a 28% increase from last year when government authorities took drastic action to try to kill off an infestation of varroa mites, that according to FAS. Exports for the 23-24 marketing year are forecast to jump 5% to 100,000 tons. Varroa mites, a destructive threat to honeybees, were detected for the first time ever in Australia last year. Authorities took action, declaring a biosecurity emergency and erecting quarantines that resulted in a shortage of beehives and lower almond production. That according to the latest edition of FAS Tree Nuts World Markets and Trade Report. Eventually, the government gave up the effort to eradicate the mite in favor of measures that slow its spread. Finally, here's today's He Said It. Just think of him as a fellow who may not be a famous speaker, but he'll be a real speaker. That Representative Frank Lucas of Oklahoma speaking on AgriPulse Newsmakers about House Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, October 27th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Alley.